This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC, and today I'm here with Matthew. I'm just going to be asking Matthew a few questions to hopefully get an insight into how he's got such great results and to speak about any difficulties he may have had, because I'm sure there's literally thousands of people who'll be listening to this interview who will find it very beneficial. So Matthew, if you could please introduce yourself and how long have you been at the DBCC?
Hi, my name's Matthew Hargreaves. I've been at DBCC for 1 year.
Awesome. And in that time, Matthew, what results have you achieved?
I've lost 10.5 pounds of fat.
Good.
And I've built muscle and I feel a lot fitter and stronger.
Awesome. Awesome. So what were your struggles with weight loss before the DBCC, if you had any?
I didn't used to exercise regularly or hard enough.
Uh-huh.
So, and I think the support that I get from you guys really helps me focus day by day, week by week on just performing.
Okay. So, would you say that the DBCC has changed the way that you exercise and your ideas about exercise?
Yeah, I mean, I think the massive thing for me about DBCC is the exercise, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the trainers I've ever worked with here are very knowledgeable. They're very good coaches that understand human beings and they know how to get the best performance out of you. So you feel, from literally half an hour a day, you feel a million times better. And it's, for me, a fantastic way of exercising.
Awesome. Had you ever tried to lose weight before, and how did it go if you did?
3, 2, 1, let's go. I've never been really good at consciously stick myself on a diet or anything like that. I've obviously made times where I've tried to be a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
But for me, it's definitely the exercise. It's kicked me off, and it was only really since becoming a lot fitter that I thought, well, lose the fat.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. And have you ever lost weight using nutrition and exercise, or has it always been one or the other? Have you always
just focused on? It's got to be both.
Yeah.
It's got to be both.
Okay. So you haven't really done any diets before in the past, or have you just tried to cut certain foods out?
No,
or?
I just tried to eat healthily. Yeah.
Okay.
And I do think it's a question you've got to do both.
Yeah. It's very important to get both parts. First part's down. What does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC?
I drink a lot less alcohol.
Okay.
That's just personal choice.
Yeah.
I just find it doesn't really benefit my life that much.
Yeah.
Occasional social event, like a few glasses of wine. But
yeah.
In general, just really don't drink a lot of alcohol anymore. Don't like it. I really don't desire carbohydrates or anything like what it used to.
Good.
My body's very happy with a much more protein and high vegetable content. It's just a lot happier like that. And, you know, I definitely feel like my whole sort of digestive system is much happier.
Awesome. Less bloated and stuff?
Oh, definitely less bloated.
Awesome. Yeah.
All sorts of nice things.
Good. How has the DBCC helped you playing cricket? Because I know you play cricket quite often. How's the exercise and the nutrition you've been doing here?
I just don't think I would be playing cricket. I wouldn't be able to.
Okay. You
know, physically, and then our target for this Christmas is to go skiing.
Yeah.
Which is a tough one because I'm not technically a proficient skier at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a big bloke, but I know having something that you really want to do is go skiing with the kids. It's nice to have a process together that's realistic.
Yeah. Do you have any specific tips with nutrition or exercise that you could share with anyone listening who is trying to lose weight at the moment?
Eat a lot of the things that are healthy. Lots of green vegetables, lots of vegetables, lots and lots of vegetables.
Yeah.
Chicken's always your friend. It's a brilliant form of, gives you that feeling of being satisfied, and it's a really healthy form of protein. And that's just what I'm saying, just stick to it. But I would say you've got to combine it with the exercise.
Yeah, okay, so you feel both is key to your progress.
You get both those things. I'm not particularly good on my food, but because I exercise regularly, you know, I find if you do that, you know, you lose a pound and a half of fat a week, straightforwardly.
Yeah. And you've got better with your food, haven't you, over the time?
Yeah, I have. I mean, I think for me, I've kind of resisted restricting my food for quite a long time.
Yeah.
as you probably know, Nathan, and then literally a few weeks ago, I thought, well, look, you know, lose the fat.
Yes.
Kind of life would be a lot easier.
Yeah, okay. What was the main obstacle that would have prevented you from starting training with the DVCC?
I think you have to say it is a financial commitment. Mm-hmm. You really do have to sort of heart and think, yeah, that's worthwhile and that's what I want to spend the money on.
Mm-hmm. You have to make that decision that you're ready to spend money on yourself.
You do. I think, to be honest with you, it's not just money, it's focus, it's time, it's everything. It's do I want to feel 25, be fit, go skiing with the kids, play cricket, or do I want to be fat and watch the telly?
I can understand that. What excited you most about joining the DVCC when you first came in to meet, I believe it was Ross you met?
Yeah. I've got a couple of friends who've been and I'd seen they've done very well from it.
Yeah.
And just them telling me, give it a go. If you want to lose weight, that's the way you go.
So you've seen other people's results.
And, yeah. And okay. I think as well, I very much like half an hour's intense exercise suits my personality a lot more than an hour boring treadmill.
Yeah. Okay, so it's more intense and more exciting.
The intensity, the teamwork, good coaches, it's a bit of fun.
You enjoy the atmosphere here, don't you?
I love the atmosphere, yeah. I like the people.
Yeah.
I think it's not just the coaches, but I really like the fellow students as well. You know, we all got a very similar sort of outlook and I think we're all back on the
book. All going towards the same thing.
Nice people.
Awesome. Would you recommend the DVCC to your friends and family? If so, why?
Yes, absolutely would. Because I like them.
Awesome. No worries. Do you have any final words, anything you'd like to add, Matty?
Just be kind to yourself.
Yeah, just be honest and good to yourself.
Yeah.
Awesome, I can understand that. Well, Matty, thank you very much for taking time to speak to me today. If you're listening to this interview, I hope you found it helpful. And I'm Nathan from the DVCC in Milton Keynes. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedvcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.